5. You take control here and bring up anything you want. We're talking about prisons and what should their role be? Because we know the prison system's pretty messed up today, with the U.S. having a tremendous level of incarceration compared to the rest of the world.
And the recidivism rate is incredibly high. Now, you can blame that on some of the people that are in prison, and I think that that's well-placed blame, no doubt. These people have control over their own lives. But to not give any of the onus of that to the governments that run these things, it's pathetic. I mean, there's no substantial difference between prisons in Florida and prisons in Vermont or prisons in Alaska or prisons in Oregon. Mm-hmm. These are all pretty much the same thing all over the place. Yeah, in one of them you can have a TV of your own, and others you can't. Some of them you can grow your hair longer than others, and some of them they have better college programs. But essentially, they've all got the same system, and it's the same system we've had for centuries. Why do we keep doing the same thing and expect different results?
Well, we're not doing anything. It's the government who sets the policies on these matters, and governments don't have the incentive to change. They don't have the incentive to innovate, to do things differently, to try new ideas, because, well, the way it's always been works. I mean, people are getting paychecks, right?
Right.
There's new prisons being built.
That's
working.
That's what it's about, is, who do you think has more control over the prison system? You out there in Radio Land or the Correctional Officers Union?
Let's go to William. He's still with us here. And William, you'd called up to bring this topic to the table, and you'd asked us what we thought about, you know, what the role of prison should be in a more free world. And I think, you know, the summary between the both of us is that a lot of the wrong people are in prison, and that's taking up a lot of room and time and effort that could be used to, to house really bad people who actually have harmed others, and that there should be more focus on restitution, making victims whole, things like that. But your thoughts are certainly welcome in this discussion. Do we have William on the line in New Jersey?
There
Go
is.
Ahead. We can hear you now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. No, I like that. I like that a lot. I liked what you guys had to say. It just had occurred to me that sending somebody to prison is like a really, to me, it's like a really extreme way to give somebody a punishment.
Yeah,
it's just like you're taking this person out of society and completely removing kind of any possibility of them having any kind of like productive value for the length of the sentence.
Totally agree,
and likely for the rest of their lives. I mean, they're
right.
Making it harder and harder.
Since it's something that like stays with them forever. I was thinking that maybe even just the idea of having like a searchable, easily searchable database where you could just merely see what people have done, that in and of itself, I think is a pretty good deterrent.
That would be interesting information for people to be able to access easily, and of course the government has an interest in preventing those sorts of data from getting out, because they don't want you to see how many people in prison are nonviolent, how many people are behind bars who've never harmed another human being, because it might make some people get a clue. I mean, there are people in the political system who are of the belief system that, well, if you smoked pot, you're just not going to jail. People who go to jail are not pot smokers, but that's not true. I was in jail with a guy who smoked pot the first time I was in jail, and of course the second time I was in jail with guys who were selling marijuana, and they hadn't harmed anybody in that process. One guy had a shotgun pointed at his face as he was held at gunpoint in his bedroom in his boxers, taken outside in the middle of January and thrown into the snow by the police, all over an ounce of weed and a scale. So, I mean, that guy was barely selling anything, and he ended up inside of jail. But people don't know. They find it convenient to just write off everyone in jail as a bunch of criminals and a bunch of bad guys, and nothing could be further from the truth.
The problem.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen. Well,
thanks, William.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. 855-450-FREE. We will take it easy, if that's what he was going to say. 855-450-FREE, toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Also, we're available to you on Skype. You may connect to us with username lrn.fm. You just add us as a contact. We will accept your request. And then at that point, it'll be easy for you to connect to us on into the future. So, we've been talking about nullification, and Mark, you've gone through two examples of how some states are either moving ahead with and or considering nullification.
That's right.
Are both of these, the two that you've given us, Texas gun, like preventing Texas law enforcement from confiscating firearms?
It's not Texas law enforcement. It's federal law enforcement. It's preventing, threatening jail to federal law enforcers that attempt to enforce the federal gun laws that contradict Texas gun laws in Texas.
Got it. And that's a proposal.
That's a proposal.
And then also on the table is a state currency in Virginia.
Yeah, I think that this article is really about the sort of the gist in the country mm-hmm. of states saying no thanks to the government. And I don't know whether this is something new or not, but I think it's getting a lot more press right now than it has in the past, and I think that's a good thing. There's a few too many proposals in this article for me. I'm much more interested in the
facts.
What's
actually happening?
You know, they don't mention when the New Hampshire legislature told the federal government it wasn't interested in real ID, for instance.
That was years ago.
Right, this is
but that was good.
Right, this is things that are going on right now.
Got it.
And, you know, I prefer, rather than one crazy legislator, you know, trying to drum up support from his more right or left-wing supporters, putting in a piece of legislation that's going to fly like a Led Zeppelin, I prefer the stuff that actually did go, but that's beside the point. Number three, Washington's anti-NDAA bill. A title worth its weight in gold, the Washington State Preservation of Liberty Act is attempting to reverse the National Defense Authorization Act that explicitly gives the president powers that were considered hush-hush. It's about time that the anti-civil right constitutional trials by bureaucrats, habeas indefinite corpus, and execution by white paper are being contested by the states. So, this isn't the only state that has legislation going together.
As a matter of fact, in New Hampshire on Thursday, so the very first day of the Liberty Forum, Mark, you and I are actually going to go to the State House before we go to Nashua because there's going to be a lot of people. Number one, one of the major events at the Liberty Forum is the State House tour. So there's like a whole day of activities planned in Concord for the Liberty Forum. Now, I think there's a small fee, which might include transportation, but honestly, I'm not sure. Go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about that. But this is the way the Free State Project kicks off the Liberty Forum every year, is it invites people who are up for the Liberty Forum to come up to Concord and to experience how different the political system is here, how much more accessible it is. You can actually talk to these so-called representatives and senator creatures. You can actually call them at their home and talk to them in a lot of cases. It's just totally different. There are 400 so-called citizen legislators here in the state. They get paid $100 a year, which is the lowest, I believe, in the entire country
by
far.
It can't be. It has to be.
And, you know, it's just a different organism entirely, and you get to experience that on Thursday.
New Hampshire's been rated the freest state in the country by the Mercatus Center 2 times. This is the only list that I know that does this, and it's the only times they've rated. Mercatus Center's only put out 2 lists.
Mm-hmm.
So New Hampshire's the freest state in the union. From all the information we have, likely the reason for that is the citizen legislature.
Yeah, and there's a lot of great reasons at freestateproject.org. If you go and look on the left-hand side under Why New Hampshire, click that, you'll see the 101 reasons. A number of them apply to the legislature. But the first day of the Liberty Forum, it gives you the opportunity to go and experience what it's like at the State House. And from what I saw earlier on a post over at New Hampshire, I think it's New Hampshire Liberty, I forget the blog's exact title. But there's a blog that Keith put out there, one of the Free State Project participants, mm-hmm. activist of the year of 2009, wrote up saying there's something like a dozen bills that are coming up for hearing on Thursday that you know could have an effect on liberty. And he is saying this is like the biggest day yet for hearings on legislation that could be a real assist or could help stop some kind of government encroachment. And what a perfect day to be having a Liberty Forum where literally hundreds of people could be at the State House from the Liberty Forum. We can really be packing the State House full of Liberty activists on this one particular day. And it turns out it's going to be a good day because one of the bills they're going to be hearing is about the NDAA. And we can tell you more about that here in moments, what New Hampshire's response might be. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from others' ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them. And advertisers who need help reaching those listeners. But they need you. GCN is looking for motivated, self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising. But we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in. Again.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you can get interactive on the bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find other listeners there, and that is basically our message board. It's bbs.freetalklive.com, like the rest of our website, totally free.
One thing that you can be certain of in your life, that there's going to be some kind of emergency situation. Not all emergency situations are created equal. Each one has its own aspects to it. But a good insurance plan against some kind of emergency situation is to have some stored food on hand. Now, you've got to decide for yourself whether you want to have 2 weeks or 2 years worth. But also, stored foods, they're not created equal either. The Legacy Premium brand that you can get at foods.freetalklive.com, is it food?
Food.
Food.freetalklive.com, thank you, Ian, is 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. This stuff will last for 25 years is the shelf life for it. And, frankly, I think it's always kind of funny these numbers. You know, they say 25 years, but you know, if it was 35 years old and you were hungry, I'll bet you'd eat it.
Yeah.
So anyway, 25 years. That cost at $2.50 a meal is on average half the cost of the competition in the stored food industry, and you can. It's half the cost of the competition and less than anybody else. You can go to food.freetalklive.com, check out the chart there that compares the Legacy Premium brand with their competition. That's what I found to be the most motivating, because they aren't all created the same. Mm-hmm. You can pay more money for less quality if you want.
True.
But with the Legacy Premium brand, you'll get higher quality and more food for the same dollar. They also have an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed pouch. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. There's free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. Check out the comparison chart there. We've also got some really great specials that are specifically made for Free Talk Live, the Free Talk Live audience. You cannot go get these specials just by going to, you know, their regular website. It's food.freetalklive.com.
So we're mentioning the nullification bills that are being considered all across the country, various different proposals, and nothing concrete yet. Maybe we'll get, I don't know if that's in your article, Mark, but if anything has actually moved through. There have been some nullifications in the past, and the guys over at the 10th Amendment Center.
There are some. They mentioned some.
Okay, good. We'll get to that. The guys over at the 10th Amendment Center do a great job of really kind of cataloging all of these and encouraging more of it. And we're going to see an opportunity for it to happen on Thursday, where a state representative here in New Hampshire has introduced a bill which would make it illegal for any New Hampshire law enforcement official to participate in the apprehension of a New Hampshire citizen under the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, which was the one where they authorized just kidnapping Americans for whatever reason they want.
Right? Yeah.
So that's coming up. Now, whether it'll go through or not is another question. You know, it is sponsored by a Republican. It's a Democrat-controlled House. Maybe they'll play politics with it and it won't end up going through. But then again, sometimes, you know, there are bipartisan support for these things.
It's hard for me to imagine Democrats getting all excited about Americans. I mean, this is an easy, cheap way for a Democrat politician to get to score some points with his constituents without taking any kind of risk. Well, because, you know, in their mind, what are the chances of an American citizen being kidnapped in New Hampshire by the federal government?
Pretty low.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the easy one. This should sail right through, in my opinion. You know, maybe because it has Free Stater support, they'll you know, go all crazy about it, because Democrats in the state seem to be crazier about Free Staters than Republicans are.
We'll find out, though, because you and I are actually going to be there for the hearing, so we'll let you know as that goes on. What else is in the article here?
Number four, Idaho nullifying the Affordable Care Act insurance exchanges. Nullification has an incredibly bad rap, but the obscure legal principle was, in fact, first used to nullify the federal fugitive slave law in 1850, which forced free states to return slaves to southern states. Far from its perceived racist origins, well, nullification is happening again in Idaho for considerably different reasons. This time, legislators are trying to reduce the cost of health care. Yes, the thing Obama said universal health care would do. Protesters want to attempt to circumvent the federal health care exchange for a smaller statewide one. So, you know, they're trying to nullify the federal law and create some kind of state version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, it is a nullification, and I like the nullifications. I like the idea of the states getting used to telling the federal government take a long walk off the Fort Pier.
Well, once you say no once, it does get easier.
A lot easier. Yep. And so say no on the small things, and then you work yourself up to the bigger things. Mississippi nullifying federal laws. Yes, nullification again, but this one's a little bit broader. Mississippi lawmakers are in the process of legislating a rather unconventional committee to nullify federal laws the state doesn't want to follow. This is probably the only federal government committee that I'd be honored to serve on, but that's beside the point. That's coming from the author here. I've got to pull up his name. My cursor's not working for whatever reason. Michael Magan is his name.
And the website was what again?
This is PolicyMike.com.
PolicyMike, as in M-I-C?
Yeah, okay. Like a microphone.
Got it.
Yes. But wait, there's more. South Carolina is considering introducing similar legislation to nullify gun control, health care reform, and the detention of suspected terrorists.
Oh, wow.
So just keeps on going. Number six, marijuana legalization in Washington and Colorado. Now, there's your
big one.
There's your ones that are actually have occurred.
And that one is that one was ballot-based nullification as opposed to legislative nullification.
Yes, and I think that there's a lot of instances where the people want things that the federal government just won't do, and or vice versa. The federal government wants to do things that the people don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is marijuana is certainly in that area. This is a really big deal. The longest prohibition of a recreational substance in U.S. history has been nominally lifted in two states. And not for some conspicuous coffee shop or medical use, but rather full-blown legalization. It doesn't take a marijuana user or even someone who detests drug use to realize the profundity of such increases in human freedom and the positive benefit of eliminating the negative effects of black markets. So I think you're going to really see some differences there. In California, the claim is that youth crime is down by a large percentage. Mm. And they're claiming, and you know, you can certainly correlate that to marijuana legalization, basically marijuana legalization in that state. You know, don't you want this for yourself in your state? Don't you want youth violent crime, youth theft crime to be down in your state?
Yeah, well, and as I pointed out in my testimony at the state house hearings last week about marijuana, at the very end of the testimony, the chairman of the committee asked me about kids, you know, the young people getting their hands on marijuana. And I pointed out that, well, they already have it. But the question was, well, will it make it more difficult for them to get it? And I said, I don't really know about that. And besides,
it's more difficult for kids to get alcohol currently.
I know
than
that
marijuana.
Claim. I don't really know if that would hold water about marijuana because, you know, it's already distributed in the black market. But either way, I would rather have a teenager of mine smoking cannabis than huffing paint thinner or Freon or gasoline or one of the other many far more dangerous things that they will do if they can't get marijuana.
Yeah.
So I think it's a bad idea to have a 21 age limit. I think there doesn't need to be an age limit. Let each store decide for themselves. 855, 450 free, but 21's better than what we've got today, that's for sure. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. You take control.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we have one remaining on this list of things that some state governments are doing and or considering doing to nullify the federal government, but I'm sure this is not an exhaustive list, so maybe you want to tell us what's going on where you live. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and of course you can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, and if you've got a mobile smartphone, you can go to our mobile site, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, the podcast. It's all there, and it's all free. m.freetalklive.com.
Ian, I was just telling you before we came in there for the segment that Bitcoin had just struck $28.
Excellent.
So it's always interesting, these little milestones of the
Didn't it hit 28 over the weekend sometime?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I think it was 27. But anyway,
it's going up and up.
It keeps on breaking these numerical milestones that
it's threatening silver right now, right? As far as the price range. So was it like 30-something?
Yep. Silver's at 30. Bitcoin's
closing
at 28.
In.
It won't be too long. So anyway, if you want to get some Bitcoins, we've talked about them a great deal on Free Talk Live. If you want to get some Bitcoins, the way to do that is to go to BitInstant.com. They are the fastest, safest, and easiest way to go about getting Bitcoins.
And come to the Liberty Forum where you can actually meet the guys from BitInstant.
That's right. Guys from BitInstant. There'll be all kinds of Bitcoin preachers.
Bitcoinery?
Bitcoiners? I'm trying to combine.
Bitrepreneurs?
I like that better.
There you go.
So you can come there to the Liberty Forum and see us. I'm so into Bitcoin, it's crazy. Anyway, BitInstant.com, you can, just in many countries around the world, in millions of locations, you can get Bitcoins. All you have to do is go there to BitInstant.com, inform them where you want to deposit your money, whether it's your computer at home or a million locations around the world, where your account is that you want to fund. give them that information so that they can, you know, send your Bitcoins where they need to go and then go make the deposit.
It works.
That easy.
Yep.
Bitinstant.com.
All right. So the one remaining on the list of things that some state governments are considering and or doing to nullify the feds.
You're going to really like this one.
Okay.
Okay. You ready?
We already got past the marijuana one, so I'm not sure what this one could be.
You do really like marijuana, don't you?
You know, it's a good friend of mine. It's always treated me right.
Last but not least, America can now boast the migration of thousands of freedom seekers who are doing something more powerful than voting, using their feet. The Free State Project is trying to round up freedom lovers to New Hampshire to free it. Nothing says success when liberal state representatives are threatening to make their state an unwelcoming environment and restrict the freedoms the migrants want. The pro-liberty movement knows it. There is a surge in interest in moving to New Hampshire by Free Staters, and after the viral explosion of those comments, those are the comments by Representative Cynthia Chase, the unfortunate comments that were made at on the Blue Hampshire blog, which, by the way, Ian, I think it's kind of interesting and telling that your Free Keen blog is viewed by more people and is more popular than Blue Hampshire.
I don't know if that's a true statement.
All the time, you mean?
Well, the last time I looked, and actually I'm looking right now, Blue Hampshire's rank on Alexa is when you're on Alexa, the lower number is better. So their number is higher than we are on Alexa, so our ranking is better. They are much worse on Alexa than is Free Keen. Their ranking there is 2.5-something million, and Free Keen's rank is, last time I looked, like 700,000. Now it's 800,000.
Yeah.
So if you want to use Alexa as your indicator, that doesn't really tell you the truth about who's visiting the websites, though.
Okay. So, you know, there's an indicator that Free Keen is more visited, is the most visited political blog in the state.
According to Alexa, we do better than the other blogs.
I think there's one other, Current or something like that, is another rate.
Current.tv?
No. It's just a ranking system.
I don't know.
Go to Libertarians on Twitter, and I think they have the ranking system there.
Okay.
Check it out. But anyway, this lady made this comment that essentially Free Staters are the most dangerous thing happening in New Hampshire today.
To the state. The most dangerous thing to the state.
Yeah. And which is, you know, as far as I'm concerned, this is high praise, but she had no intention of this blowing up like it did, but it got picked up all over the place. Rush Limbaugh and Fox News and all kinds of places reported this woman's unfortunate statements. And, you know, I think that it's not only unfortunate that she didn't intend this to go out the way it did, but it just shows the myopia that people get inside the political process.
Mm-hmm.
Really, come on. The Republicans disagree with you on almost all the issues. Libertarians disagree with you on about half of the issues. How is it that libertarians are a greater danger to the state than Republicans?
Well, it's true. I mean, liberty-minded people are absolutely a greater danger to the state. The state being the state. The idea that human beings should be able to rule over others without their consent, should use force, the threat of force, actual force to get people to behave, peaceful people, to do things that the people calling themselves the state want them to do or to not do things that they don't want them to do. So the idea of the state is absolutely at its greatest threat from the ideas of liberty. No doubt. Because the Republicans aren't a threat to the state. They believe in the state in a lot of different ways.
Absolute, that much is absolutely true. They usually believe in the state in the opposite way that Democrats do. And even if Cynthia Chase, who is a poorly ranked Democrat on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance's chart of legislators, even if she basically takes the Democrat line and the statist line in every issue and the Republican statist line in every issue, it's still she wants some freedom for some people in some areas.
Yeah.
And libertarians are with her on those areas. And she claimed because she's so wrapped up in this process and because the Free Staters that have moved here are so dynamic and getting so much done.
She voted against the beer tax, I think.
I thought she voted for the beer tax.
I forget. There was something she did recently that was the right thing. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, good. Right. But I'm just pointing out this lady, not only is she, she's caught up in this process and upset, but she's just wrong. You know, she's just wrong about it that New Hampshire, the Free Staters moving here are not a bigger threat to you than the Republicans who are already here.
If you're talking about a threat to her particular legislation, then
politics
that makes sense.
Is a threat. Okay, make no mistake that politics is a threat against your neighbor. You pick whatever political football there is
out
there.
That's right. We're threatening to leave people alone.
Right. Well, that's what libertarians, you know. But think about this: the teachers probably consider our stance on government-funded education to be a threat against their livelihood. Wouldn't you agree?
I guess it would depend on what your stance is, because my stance is that they should own the school.
That's
not a threat. That gives them more power and more control.
I think it's a great system that you came up with, and I tend to agree with it. Is just, you know, let these teachers or whatever the bureaucrats are and whatever, let them have the equipment, let them have the buildings.
Give them all the capital.
Give them all that stuff, and let them see if they can run it better. You know, they're already a leg up. They've got the free rent. They've got they've got the company.
Yep.
Just make it happen.
Hand it over.
And
simple solution.
I don't know if they'd be able to do it or not, but it's certainly a big leg up in running a school, a private school, or whatever, a non-government funded school.
To not have to invest in the
buildings. To not have to fund in buildings and things like that. You know?
Absolutely.
They just don't want to pay the property taxes either. I don't think they should have to pay the property taxes. I don't think there should be such a thing. I think it's a terrible idea to force people to participate in whatever it is.
I think they'd make it work. I mean, they'd have the incentive to make it work.
I think that a lot of people would continue to send their kids there. I think that slowly their stranglehold on education would diminish. I mean, currently they've got, 95% of students going there?
Something like that.
When they have to start charging some level of tuition, people are going to say, you know,
what other options are there?
Yeah, what other options are there? Yeah. I think they would diminish, but they'd still have more classrooms than anything else.
They were telling us at the school board meeting that there are fewer people who are going to be in the schools this year than, the year prior.
Yeah.
So they're already diminishing.
Yeah.
Anyway, 855, 453, and actually speaking of the school board.
Their next crop of statists is dwindling.
There's a guy on Facebook I've got a lot of respect for as an activist, Nathan Cox from down in Virginia. He made a post about my article that I put up over at nh-liberty.info, the New Hampshire Liberty Party's website. And it's about my run for school board. I answered a questionnaire from the local government, or the local newspaper. It's easy to confuse the two. But... I answered their questionnaire, and I posted that online, and he had a lot of really nice things to say about it, and working on a local level. 855-450-FREE. You can share some of that here in moments. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. You may take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free if you would like. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can also shop with us. Get your shopping taken care of over at shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. It's the same great Amazon prices, selection, the reviews, everything you're used to with Amazon. You're just entering through our affiliate link so they know to send us a cut of their sale. So go to shop.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. It helps us out a lot, and you get the stuff you're looking for that you were probably going to buy through Amazon anyway if you were shopping online. It's just that if you take the extra moment to go to shop.freetalklive.com, it makes a big difference for us. And one of the things you can get over at Amazon is Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. Tonight is the final night before the release. Now, last month, I said the same thing in January because I was told that the release date was going to be at the end of January, and it turned out that there was some sort of comedy of error, as it was described by my distributor, that for whatever reason, it just didn't make it to Amazon in time to ship out. So it got pushed back by a few weeks. But I know it's not going to get pushed back tomorrow because the DVD exists and I have the DVD. So last time it didn't happen because they didn't have it, but they've got them now. Okay. So hopefully people should start receiving their Amazon discs tomorrow, because some people buying on Amazon were able to order, pay a little extra for special shipping, and actually have the DVD delivered
day of,
on the day of the release. So you can go to order.victimlesscrimespree.com. You can lock in your pre-order here for the remaining moments of tonight, and then tomorrow is the official street date for Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree on DVD, the director's cut. I'm jazzed about it. And, of course, if you are going to be at the Liberty Forum this weekend, make sure you come by and meet Derek J. And you'll have a few opportunities. He's going to be there for the Liberty Forum, so you'll probably see him around. But he will be in specific places at certain times. He'll be presenting his movie, the director's cut version, so the very first premiere of that, in the amphitheater on Friday night after 10 o'clock. So right after Free Talk Live, we'll be starting his film. So he'll do an introduction to that and probably field some questions afterwards. And so that's a good time to meet Derek J. But also, he's going to be sitting at the Free Keen table, as you and I and Daryl Perry are, Mark. We're all going to be working the Free Larry Keene table, and he'll have his DVD there. He'll have his fancy silver sign-in pen with him, so if you want to pick up a DVD actually at the Liberty Forum, you'll be able to do that, and he'll be happy to sign it for you. So you get to meet Derek J. He's going to be there, I believe. I think I'm going to put it down on his webpage over at the Facebook page. So look for the Facebook Victimless Crimes Free page, and you'll find his schedule there. But he'll be there for a few hours on Saturday and a few hours on Friday during the Liberty Forum. So it's a great time to meet Derek J. and get your DVD signed. So 855 450 free. I put up on Twitter and Facebook the link to my school board questionnaire, since we were talking about that a few moments ago. And Nathan Cox, who is an activist I've got a lot of respect for, living in Virginia, he's one of the cop block guys, and he said some nice things about the article. He says, Ian Freeman, founder and co-host of Free Talk Live, is running for Keene, New Hampshire School Board. The article is his answers in response to the local paper's questions to all the candidates running. He has the right idea. Folks, I believe that if you and I want to see change, if we want peace, freedom, and prosperity to run rampant in this country, we need to change things on a local level. Forget federal politics. For the most part, it's a lost cause. Focus on your county, city, and state politics if you plan and insist on staying involved in the political process, he says. You can achieve the goals you want to see much quicker on a local level than going to the top of the mountain and waiting decades for things to trickle back down to the dried-out creek bed. And I responded to him saying that I almost totally agree with the idea of focusing locally. But well, the part I disagree with is that most people will have even a chance at the local level where they live. Because I know that if I'd focus my efforts in Sarasota, Florida, I just don't really feel like, and I did activism in Sarasota, I just don't really feel like I would have gotten anywhere.
Well, you know, the handful of libertarians that were in Sarasota, Florida, wouldn't have been able to get somebody elected to the Mosquito Control Board any more than they could get somebody elected to the Florida House. You know, the districts aren't that big in Florida compared to other states. It's just that New Hampshire, there's a larger concentration of liberty-oriented folks. They've got a 10-year track record practically going on in the state. There's momentum here. And if you're into the political process, if you're into being elected and that kind of thing, your opportunity, the opportunity is here. It's not anyplace else. Now, if you want to be a politician and earn a living doing this, this isn't the place to do that. Go about your politician ways elsewhere.
Right. Yeah, the school board position actually pays a lot better than the state representatives. Mm-hmm. It's $2,000 a year, but still, yeah. That's not a professional politician salary any way that you slice it. But as we were pointing out last week, I went to the school board meeting. I took last Monday off and went to the school board meeting and was there with four other Free State Project participants. And we were able to stop the school's budget from increasing by $170,000 in a vote that literally the difference was six votes. Had we not been there, that may not have actually gone through.
That's a very, very big deal.
And I thought it was a good thing that we had that many people come out. But Grafton whooped our butts. They had 30 people come out to a town meeting in Grafton, and they literally cut the budget of the town by 10%.
Grafton is the Free Town Project. They've really got that whole, we're going to get enough, a large enough concentration to actually have a majority here, or, you know, to augment the people in this town, and they're going to make a difference. I think that they've got some really cool things going on there.
Yeah.
Now,
there's no reason that can't happen
to Grafton too.
But there's no reason that can't happen in every city in New Hampshire. I mean, because, you know, we're talking about 20,000 people coming here for the Free State Project.
Mm-hmm.
So Grafton, not a big town. You don't need a bunch of people to have a big effect there. But in places like Manchester, Nashua, Keene, the cities of the town, you know, there were only 100 people at the school board meeting. And the idea that we couldn't have 100 to 2 to 3 to 400 activists in just the Keene area isn't unreasonable, right? I mean, out of 20,000 people, to suggest that maybe a couple percent would move to Keene isn't unreasonable.
Right. It's one of the several metros in the state, a handful of metros in the state.
I know there are a few hundred people already, and at least a couple hundred people living in the Manchester area. So there's no reason why, as, you know, 1,000 people might move to, you know, 1,000 out of the 20,000 might move to the Manchester area. And obviously not all of those 1,000 or all of those, you know, 200 or whatever would be able to go on the same night at the same time to the same event. But the more activists you get in an area, the more of a pool you have from which more people can come out.
And activists are going to try harder, too. Your average individual is, you know, a town meeting, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, whatever. But an activist is going to try harder. They feel obligated. They moved up here for a reason.
Well, some lady wrote a letter to the editor in the local newspaper complaining about what happened at the school board meeting here and complaining because, you know, her favorite program didn't, you know, get the increases that she wanted it to, and complaining that she had to get a babysitter and pay the babysitter $40 to take the night off to be able to go to this meeting. And I'm thinking maybe next time she won't pay the babysitter and she'll stay home.
Ultimately, you know,
the more failures the status have, the more frustrating it's going
dejected.
To get for them.
It'll just suck the will right out of you.
Their numbers aren't growing.
No. As a matter of fact, they're depleting. There's been multiple incidents, at least I can think of one specifically, of a, you know, very vocal opponent of the Free State Project, Pam Martins, who wrote several articles,
yep.
who decided it just wasn't worth fighting for larger, more intrusive nanny state in the town that she lived in.
Did she leave New Hampshire?
Yes.
Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So she bailed.
Yeah, she went to Florida, as I understand it.
Yeah, and she was getting publishing Counterpunch and, you know, getting some attention for what she was saying.
So, I mean, you know, at some point or another, people are just going to go on and say, you know, it's not worth fighting these losers.
So,
and, you know, one of the claims about New Hampshire being so cold, yeah, well, you know, people say to themselves, I can stay up here in the cold and fight freedom activists, or I can go down in the warm weather of Florida and play some golf.
Yep, and have all the statism you want. You know, are you growing your movement where you are? Because if you're not, then you really need to consider moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Because even if you are having a couple people move in here and there, it's probably nowhere near the people that we have every single month.
They don't have the momentum. They don't have the track record. They don't have the list of successes.
Nope.
Whatever, you know, wherever it is that somebody might try to lure you to move for whatever freedom movement. What you owe to yourself and your family is to go out and check out these places beforehand.
And that's why the Liberty Forum's coming up in literally days. It's going to be Thursday night. We're going to start our live broadcast from the Liberty Forum. I'm jazzed about it. It's always so much fun. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum is where you can go to learn more about it. We're going to be there all weekend long, and I'm excited. I'm always so excited about this. The most exciting speaker for me this year has to be Assam, the artist behind the really brilliant campaign in New York City to totally lampoon the drones and the New York Police Department. He's currently facing multiple misdemeanor charges for that particular campaign, and I'm sure he'll have an interesting story to tell. But it's going to be him and then something like a couple dozen other speakers, panel discussions. So much fun. Great food. Great times. Good people. And we'll see you there. More Free Talk Live coming up tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself super pale combo on sale at 22% 20% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.